Yeah, we've got two areas of concern that we need to deal with. I mean, the Isle of Man's been talking about dealing with its waste since the 1990s. And I think time has come now to actually to complete these works on behalf of the people, especially in those areas, and to actually have this scheme completed on behalf of the island.
Now, the sum of 16.9 million sounds a huge amount. Does that suggest that it was maybe under-budgeted and underestimated originally?
Well, we know how much inflationary pressures and costs have increased over the last few years. I mean, back in March 2019, a previous chair of Manx Utilities asked for £23.5 million. I'm asking for just over £40 million. I think it's worth putting into context that phase one of the regional sewerage works that included 14 sites across our island actually came in £11 million under budget, and it came in on time. So we'll do everything we possibly can to reduce the cost where we can. We feel that we can sell some assets at some point in the future, which will reduce the costs further. But unfortunately, I wasn't around back in 2019, so I can't tell you if the costs were underestimated. But what we do know, over the last few years, there's been incredible inflationary pressures, and we know that over when we've revalued these costs, the cost relating to professional fees, infrastructure, inflationary increases, as I've said, and plus we need to purchase an additional tanker, so they've all increased the costs. But this isn't an overrun of a project, this is just reevaluating the cost relating to a project.
And what will the work entail? Where is the main focus of attention?
Well, we're hoping to focus in on the last two areas, which is Peel and in Garth. And I think originally we looked at over 80 sites on the two areas. We're now narrowing down now to get this regional works done, and we're hoping to have the works completed by 2024. And from everyone I've spoke to, they are saying get this work done now. We cannot no longer pump raw sewage into our bays, especially when we have two of the best beaches in Laxey and in Peel. So we've got to get the work done for those people and for our tourist sector as well.